Sal Powell joining us on the Comcast Business Hotline. Sal.
Devon, my man, how are you?
I'm great, man. How are you?
I'm doing great. Interesting, I just had an interesting talk with Doug Peterson on the field. He was watching Sidney Jones. Sidney Jones wanted to come and work out a little bit before the game. He's not playing tonight. But Doug said, this is, you know, these kind of games scare me. He said, you never know what you're going to get with a team like Dallas. At least with New Orleans, we know what we're going to get next week. But this game tonight is very scary for them.
Yeah, and you mentioned earlier, Sal, when you did speak to Doug Peterson earlier this morning, where the message was simple. It's Cowboys, Eagles. You throw everything out and be ready to play for 60 physical minutes as far as the remainder of the season. Focus only on what's in front of us. Can't live in the past and focus on one game at a time. Sal, you've been around Doug Peterson for a long time. How, of course, the message during the bye week and, of course, starting today, this morning, with your conversation via text. What are you getting the sense of him from that morning and, of course, right now with your conversation?
Well, you know, he knows, he understands. You look at Atlanta today, right? Atlanta's playing the Browns. Atlanta's 4-4, just like the Philadelphia Eagles. They go to Cleveland, they get waxed. You know, and that's what he understands, that anything can happen in the NFL, especially when you're playing a division rival. The Cowboys are a pretty dysfunctional team. I don't expect them to really be able to score very much in this game. But their defense will be a pain in the rear end for this Eagles offense for a lot of the game. I mean, I think the Marcus Lawrence, Lane Johnson matchup is something that I'm going to be watching for sure. Lawrence is one of the better pass rushers in the league. Lane Johnson's been injured, and so is Jason Peters. So I'm going to be watching the matchups on the outside, Carson Wentz. Cleaning the pocket in this game. I mean, having Golden Tate will help for sure, because that's a guy, kind of guy that they have missed, a guy who can win at the line of scrimmage and get yards after the catch. So I expect Golden Tate to help the entire offense, particularly the protection, get the ball out quickly to a guy from the slot position, use him, get him in space, and destroy the Cowboys like he did when he played with the Lions on September 30th when he had 8 catches for 132 and 2 touchdowns.
Sal, do you get a feel of how much he can be incorporated tonight? Is it just going to be a go from the beginning where he's in on pretty much every play, every scheme, everything that they want to do? Or do you think it's going to be a little bit limited tonight?
Bobby, I anticipate that he'll be involved in a lot. I mean, they will try to use some two tight end sets, especially to protect Carson. But, you know, Doug Peterson has kind of lacked this. You know, Golden Tate, when he walked into the receiver's room, when he got to the team, he was the best wide receiver on the team in terms of numbers. So he's respected around the league. 30 years old, been around, made plays in this league, and I'm sure that had a trickle-down effect on everybody in that wide receiver room, including Alshon Jeffrey. You know, he's tough, Golden Tate. He is smart. He understands how to win at the NFL level. He's been around. He probably was able to give a lot of these receivers pointers on what these Cowboys defenders will give them or won't give them since he's had so much success against them. So I anticipate Doug Peterson will incorporate him a lot in a lot of different ways in this game. I'll be shocked if he doesn't touch the ball 10 to 12 times tonight.
Yo, Sal, this is Jason. How you doing, buddy?
All right, man.
Doing good. I have a quick question for you. We heard a bunch from the Eagles this week. We heard from Malcolm Jenkins, you know, kind of slighting Dallas Cowboys. We heard Kelce talking a little bit of junk as well. How big of a role or big trash talk, how much will that affect the game tonight? How much bulletin board material do you think the Cowboys have for the Eagles game tonight?
You know, I think initially it might light a fire under some of them, but this is a game that comes down to matchups that I think there are some that favor the Cowboys. Amari Cooper versus Ronald Darby, I think, is a matchup that favors the Cowboys. I think the two tight ends of Ertz and Goddard and Alshon Jeffrey and Golden Tate, that definitely, in my view, favors the Philadelphia Eagles. Zeke Elliott, if they can get him going, that favors the Cowboys. I anticipate this will be a sort of a dogfight, an evenly matched game until about the fourth quarter where the Eagles will wear them down. I think in the end, the Eagles will pull away and win by two scores.
Oh, man. Yeah. I like that.
How about that? Sal Palantonio joining us on the Comcast Business Hotline live from Lincoln Financial Field in the pregame show with Jason Avant, Bob Cooney, and Devon Givens. Sal, before we I have one more question for you, but I do have to ask you about the Philly special, man. Inside the story of how the Philadelphia Eagles won their first Super Bowl championship. That, of course, is by Sal Palantonio.
Great
ESPN.
Book. I've already read it. Great
it's
book.
The number one selling book in both the Philadelphia markets and the Dallas-Fort Worth markets, according to Amazon.com, with the rankings being released on Monday, November 5th.
Congrats.
Sal, man, congratulations on the success, first of all, with this book, man.
Hey, listen, I'm humbled, really, by the astonishing success of the book nationwide. And that all credit really goes to the team. The team became America's team. The Eagles became America's team. People believed in that team because they were the underdogs, and they prevailed despite the odds, despite the injuries last year. And to beat the notorious New England Patriots the way they did with that play, Philly special, they were a great team, but they were a great story. And that's why I think the book has been successful. And I appreciate you mentioning it for sure.
So,
no, of course.
I want to ask you one thing about the scripted plays with the Eagles. Now, there's only been two times in the eight games that they scored on their first possession. They haven't scored at all on their second possession this year. I know it's not something that Doug is probably going to get away from, but what is different this year, do you think? Is it because of what he's lost as far as offensive coaches? Is it just due to injuries? What do you see there?
I think it's a combination of a lot of different things, but I think the biggest thing has been the injuries to the offensive line. And if you watch the Eagles' offensive line on tape, they have had communications problems. You can run stunts and games on them where, you know, they have had free rushers at Carson Wentz and Nick Foles in the first two games. I think that, to me, is the number one thing that I want to see tonight, is whether or not the ball is coming out quickly, whether or not they're able to hold off the defense, give Carson Wentz some time if he needs it. And then the most important thing is that when Carson Wentz is under duress, if he's protecting the football, six straight games with a fumble by your quarterback is not good. And I realize he's coming back from a very tough injury in a very quick amount of time. But to me, those are the three things that I'm going to be watching offensively, other than Golden Tate and his quick incorporation into this offense and what impact it has on the ability to protect Carson Wentz. Because if you look around the league, right, Bobby, the biggest trend around the league is that blitzing is at 24% of all dropbacks in the NFL going to week 10. That's an all-time low since they started tracking blitzes. All-time low, 24%. And the reason is very simple. Spread offenses, the ball's coming out too quickly. So, you know, it neutralizes the ability of the blitz to get to the quarterback. Now, for instance, let's look at the Eagles' side of the football when they're on defense. The Eagles are blitzing 18% of the time. That's the lowest ever in the Doug Peterson era, 18% of the time. They have blitzed on 64 dropbacks, 64. And they've had seven sacks off of those 64 blitzes. That's 9%. That's a ridiculously low number. And it's the same for the Eagles when they're on offense, is teams are not blitzing that much. And so that's the key, is get that ball out quickly.
Got to get the ball out quick. And, of course, Sal, as always, thank you for joining us live from the link, giving us some perspective on the game tonight. And, of course, don't forget Philly special, Inside the Story of How the Philadelphia Eagles Won Their First Super Bowl Championship by Sal Palantonio. You can go to Amazon and make sure you acquire your book that way. The rankings, of course, release Monday, November 5th, the beginning of Dallas week. Sal has the number one selling book in both markets. Sal, thanks so much, man, for your time. And we'll be listening to you, for you on Tuesday, of course, for the Sal Pal Football Hour.
Congrats. You guys are great. Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Sal. Appreciate
it, man. Sal Palantonio, again, live from Lincoln Financial Field.